bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hello and welcome in. It is a Tuesday edition of the Bottom Line. Man, it's been like 10 days since I've sat in this chair, but we're back.
Same.
We got it.
and guess what? It's the last time this week for me.
I think we got one in, though. You waited for me to come back.
I did.
And then we started.
All right.
Right back up. Clint Scott, Chris Snead, Kyler Carrasco behind the glass. And we have a special show. And we're just going to start it off.
We've been waiting a long time for this.
Yes. I do not see any animals in the studio.
No.
Is it hiding? Should I be waiting for something?
What do you got? Oh, okay.
There's the background. We're going to start off with something I've been wanting to do for a long time. First off, happy Tuesday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You can hit us up on the AIDS Forum Center chat line. You know where to reach us there. Feel free to do so. We've been doing Kaylee's Dailies for how long now?
A year.
Almost.
Not quite a year.
You can talk.
What it do, y'all?
We're going to go ahead and start off because usually we wait until 12:45, but Kaylee has to run.
Yeah, she's got to go back to her animals.
Bet you didn't expect to hear that this afternoon.
No, okay. Well, hey, hit it, Kyla.
It's time for an early edition of Kaylee's Dailies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're way off script here.
We threw Kyler
off. I broke Kyler. I'm so sorry. Oh,
this is a... I can hear it back there.
Oh, there
we go.
Yeah, okay. All
there
right.
We go. It feels like home.
Wait a second. Hey, like so let's just do this.
Mr. Scott. So disclaimer, I've done many dailies, but I haven't done one about one of my favorite animals of all time. And I have to disclaim, I have many favorite animals. I have animals that I work with that are my favorite. I have animals that I work around that are my favorite. This is an animal that I've never encountered and I want to so bad, but it would require me to go to Africa or Asia. So that's not happening anytime soon.
That's on your own dime now, by the way.
Yeah, and that's why it's not happening anytime soon.
You're off the payroll.
I know. So that's why today we're going to talk about the pangolin, not a penguin. I had to clarify that with my mother many times because she thought I was saying penguin. Pangolin.
It's pronounced penguin, actually. Pangolin.
Well, I also had to clarify with her that a penguin is not a mammal. I get that question a lot.
What?
A lot of people come in thinking they're mammals because they're charismatic megafauna, and I get they're awesome, but they are birds. Penguins are birds. Just going to put that out there.
There's a really big word in between that that I didn't pick up on. But
this is my life.
Charismatic megafauna. That's what we in my profession call the animals that people seem to only want to see do tricks and such. But
in my profession, we call that horse name.
Horse name.
Write it down. Charismatic megafauna.
Megafauna.
All right. So anyways, what is a pangolin? A pangolin is the only mammal that possesses keratinized scales. And if y'all recall, when we talked about rhinos, their horns are keratin.
Yeah,
so they're not like bone or ivory or whatever.
Keratin, lots of hair.
Yes, keratin is like the thing that composes your hair and your nails and such. So if you look up a picture of a pangolin, see, even I have to be careful. They are some of the most adorable creatures that exist on this earth. And so that's why I love them. And I want to meet one day. But anyways, so they possess these really cool scales that provide it with protection. And they are the only mammal that have these scales. And another disclaimer, armadillos don't have scales. They have more of these armored plates that kind of make a shell kind of similar to a turtle. So nice. These guys only have scales, which is what makes them unique in that fashion.
Nice.
So pangolins are often referred to as armored anteaters because they mostly just eat ants. They have those special claws that are helpful for them to dig in the dirt, and they have that really nice long tongue that helps them get into the dirt to get that ant meat out. So
ant meat?
Yeah.
Horse name.
Ant meat. Nice. So ants are their main diet item. And pangolin actually means roller, because the coolest thing that they do is that they roll into a little ball when they feel threatened. So if you ever find a video of it, go look it up. It's so cool. They roll into a ball. And they do this when they feel threatened because they are pretty small and they are often something's lunch at times. But anyways, so there are 8 species of pangolin. There are 4 in Africa and 4 in Asia. That's the reason I have not met one yet. It's on the bucket list when I eventually get to a point where I can do that. Probably won't happen until I'm retired. But you know, dreams can be dreams.
Yeah. Set the dreams now, and then you can
reach them. How about that?
See, look.
I'm cracking up because every single picture of these guys standing look like they have something they want to tell you, but they're nervous about it.
Yeah. That's why they're so cute. They just look so, they look like they have a secret and they don't want to tell anybody. And it's just, they are some of the cutest animals that exist.
Feels
and
like if some they of could the coolest. Talk, they'd be like,
I have a secret and yet I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. It feels like if they could talk, the first thing that they would say is, excuse me, sir.
And that's why I love them. I just feel like they kind of like personify me as a kid. Nice. So they were awesome. Anyways. Unfortunately, pangolins are critically endangered because they are unfortunately utilized for meat, and their scales are used in Chinese medicine for ailments such as rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh,
kind of similar to how people think rhinos are cancer cures. They are not. They do nothing. So unfortunately, they are hunted for that. They're also traded a lot in the legal pet trade, which is not great.
Did you say that? An illegal trade?
Illegal pet trade, yeah. If you ever watch, there's a show on A&E where like they often show people smuggling in stuff from all over the world. They are often featured on that. So.
Okay.
But yeah, so they are unfortunately critically endangered per the IUCN. And I've told you what the IUCN means like 10 times, but I'll say it again. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature.
Okay.
What the IUCN means.
Okay.
They are the people that kind of determine when things are endangered. They are
conservation people. I knew that.
They are conservation people. But yeah, so the main message is that if you ever encounter a pangolin, don't eat it, don't scale it, and don't purchase one or pet one. They really don't like to be pet because they feel threatened that way.
Well, they don't look like they would be soft and cuddly.
I mean, keratin is kind of like, it's like malleable. Sorry, that's the word I meant. So, but yeah, you know. I mean, like I said, you'll only see one in Asia or Africa or illegally somewhere. So just main message, don't eat, don't scale, don't purchase. You know?
Nice.
And so that's why I talk about the pangolin. And I've been waiting to do that one when I've been live because they are my favorite and I wanted to be here for it.
Now, you said you couldn't pick a favorite, right?
I can't. It's too hard.
So if I said like top 5, would you be able to do that?
I think I could do top 5. Okay. And it also varies by like taxa. So I guess.
By what?
Taxes.
Taxa. Taxes. Taxonomy. So like what kind of animal they are. So like whether they're a mammal or they're a bird.
We're talking way up here. Animal slang.
We're all listening down here. Okay. I just felt so far out of the circle.
Hey, if you want to know what every day of my life talking to her is like, it's like this. Because I feel inadequate every time she starts talking. Okay. Top five.
Okay. So I guess current top 5. The freshwater stingrays. I love them.
Those are your animals you work with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they are freshwater. And I haven't wanted to tell you this, but I actually found out the other day that they are actually more venomous than the saltwater ones. So sorry.
Good to know now.
That's some news I could have gone without knowing.
But because like you're always saying that like I work with things that could kill me. I don't like when you say that because although it is true, if I know what I'm doing and if I'm careful and if I can recognize their behavior and if I just do what I'm supposed to, everything is fine.
Okay.
That's why when you see me like going into my anaconda exhibit, you see she's at the back of the exhibit. She's on a heated rock and she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 things that you do. You get into water with stingrays. You get into a cage with an anaconda.
Oh, no. I hear music. I didn't get to my other 4.
Well, you better hurry up.
Speed run.
Arapaima, those big fish you saw.
Okay.
Sloths. Yeah.
Okay.
Penguins are always going to be up there. And then just penguins. Penguins, the birds. I do love them. Penguins, I've gotten to work a lot with them.
Penguins and penguins.
So I would say current top 5, that's where they lie right now.
Kaylee's Dailies. There it is, live and in person. Kaylee, rule 1. I love you. Don't die. Okay?
Okay. Cool.
make sure the anaconda's on the heated rock. Kaylee, right. Thank you so much.
She got to go catch a plane.
Yeah, this has been awesome.
Adios, y'all. I got to go back to anytime. The island life.
It is the bottom line, 100.7, the score, 107thescore.com. Keep it right here. Back with more next.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Back for one more in hour number 1. You've got the bottom line, 100.7 The Score. And 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Chris Need, Kyle Carrasco behind the glass. Taking care of us. Now, if you're just joining us, usually you go, oh, well, this is the time of day where we get a daily animal fact, a Kaylee's daily.
Yes.
But we did that first. Had a live one. We talked about the pangolin. Kaylee provided one of her top five favorite animals. Not the penguin, pangolin.
Do you want me to possibly just do a quick recap?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We can do that.
The scaled beast. Yeah,
so why don't we recap?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go for it.
Hit it.
I haven't heard the bugle in so long. I needed to hear it twice today.
Yeah,
I'm playing a little catch up here.
Clint.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Kyler. today she spoke about her favorite animals, the pangolin. Not a penguin, a pangolin.
Pangolin.
And what is that? A pangolin is the only mammal that possesses keratin scales, providing it with protection. And then as a disclaimer, she says, armadillos do not have scales. They have armored plates that create a shell similar to turtles. How about that? Pangolins are often referred to as armored anteaters, as that is their main diet. So what did we say? Ant meat.
Yes.
Horse name. Pangolins actually means roller, since they utilize their scales to roll into a ball when they feel threatened. There are 8 species of pangolins, 4 in Africa and 4 in Asia. She's been to neither one, and she's off my payroll, so she'll be finding that trip on her own. Unfortunately, pangolins are critically endangered due to the high demand for their meat, which is also eaten as a Chinese delicacy, as well as their scales are utilized as medical ailment treatments. Pangolins are also very popular in the illegal pet trade. And the message here from Kaylee, which we got just a few 45 minutes ago, don't eat, scale, or purchase a pangolin.
The pangolin. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? This is not the thing she wanted me to take from this. You like Asian food in general?
You know, I don't hate it. I mean, I'm not a mugu gai pan guy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have some beef and broccoli.
Like a standard buffet, like that. What are you going to?
Can I
have
some of that orange chicken? I'm that guy. I mean, every once in a while, I'll get into that and I'll tear up a buffet. You know?
Oh yeah,
yeah. But for the most part, not this time of year. Not while I'm in. I'm trying to get myself back game ready.
Oh yeah, that's not conducive to doing that. No, I always thought not. If I lived, because there wasn't exactly an Asian buffet rolling around in Molinville. But I always thought
way.
I know it is hard to believe that there was not an Asian buffet in Molinville, Kansas that had one restaurant and it was open about every other week and had about 15 different owners in the time that I grew up there. But I always thought if I lived in a place that had an Asian buffet or a couple, then I would have some, you know, frequent flyer miles over there.
Yeah.
And I really don't. Really? But and there's a couple in town that I certainly enjoy and go from time to time. But yeah, it's probably a good thing that I don't. We get this on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. That UT baseball Twitter account totally jinxed that guy, too. They tweeted out something like, best right fielder in the game after that crazy throw.
Yes. Except when you hit a can of corn right to him with Omaha on the line. And then he loses it in the twilight.
On the twilight. Well, it's like, yeah, that's a real thing, losing it in the lights of twilight.
Yeah,
dude, you just made, like, I don't want to hear that ever because that's a stupid excuse. Because guess who was dealing with the same situation?
Sanford.
The team that was out in the field the half inning before you, right? Yeah. Like, it is wild how much. And it wasn't even from, like, you know, Orange Bloods or Texas Twitter. It was, like, from national Twitter that I was seeing this. And this is a stupid storyline you were trying to not build but throw out there as an excuse. And whether you were just saying, oh, well, it's just a tidbit, it was an excuse. Guess what? You just made an incredible play the inning before, one of the best plays all weekend from Super Regionals, and then you did that where you just lost a ball.
Yeah. Ironically, you know, the Pac-12 Player of the Year, Diaz, gets the hit off the wall, hits off the Pac-12 logo. I guess they lost it in the white of the logo, and he didn't know if it went out. His teammates were running on the field. They thought he might have hit a walk-off. And then he's dumping his helmet because he thinks he's hit a walk-off. And he's like, oh, wait a second. It didn't go out? And then almost got, you know, I mean, if someone had been paying attention, he almost got tagged out at second. Mm-hmm. He was over there. I better get to second.
So College World Series is mm-hmm. set.
Set.
Is Oral Roberts your story?
Oh, yeah. They're the Cinderella. They're this year's Stony Brook, but they're a much better team than Stony Brook. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be quite honest, Oral Roberts' team that go there and hang around for a while. I mean, they've got enough pitching and they've got enough bats to do it.
When you know tip your cap to people that had it pegged around here, and, mm-hmm. and you know the one who had it pegged was clearly Hacks, because he's been talking about.
I called them getting out of Stillwater.
Let me go from like mid season.
No, so that's different there, you know.
Right.
I didn't pay as much attention. I would assume he would.
Right. Being the, and he clearly has the link there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I did not have them mid-season, but I had them mm-hmm. getting out of that region.
And it's funny because I say that because you're looking at, again, the competition level, which now this is a 50-plus win ball club.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing, especially with that level of league, okay, well, who have they got? And I had forgotten before they got to regional play that they won both games that they saw Oklahoma State.
Oh, absolutely.
And I knew they'd gotten one, but I didn't remember them winning the second one. But past that, I mean, they're playing
the NCAA did Okie State dirty. They did them dirty. One, by making ORU a 4 seed, and two, sending them to that region. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Why didn't Oral Roberts go to Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they, because Oral Roberts, they could have easily flipped Oral Roberts and Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm.
And no one would have been any different.
Didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Didn't. Yeah, if you're Oklahoma State after that, and if you're, and I know this is like a week ago conversation, because not only are you past regionals, you're through super regionals now, but going back to that original draw
mm-hmm.
from Cowboys' standpoint, I mean, you have to be going, even though it was midweek games that you lost,
mm-hmm.
going, of course this is who you get.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
I mean, yeah.
Why? But you know what? You were still the one seed, and you were still the better program out of all of those, and you just blanked the bed, man. I mean, that is nuts. And then Oral Roberts has one of the more fun super regionals with Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, two different walk-offs. I mean, you go from absolute heartbreak from Oral Roberts' standpoint in the first one, where you were up 8-0 and let on. After seeing that, I was like, okay, if Oral Roberts.
Oral Bob,
if they get that first one and they were well on their way, right? Then that is going to be a College World Series team. And as soon as they lost the way they did, in the back of my mind, I was going, there's no way that they leave Oregon. There's just no way. The mojo isn't there. That is a clear sign that is wrong.
I was actually surprised, but not shocked, that they got out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought just Oregon's, I mean, you don't just walk into Vanderbilt. You don't walk into Nashville, walk into Vanderbilt, and just shove it on those guys, which is what they did.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Looking around the rest, of course, you haven't seen the matchups. TCU will face Oral Roberts, so that should be a fun one right off the get-go. That'll be the first one that kicks off on Friday.
Did they play regular season?
They did not.
Okay.
They did not. But TCU, that not team as anybody
is,
right now.
That team is doing what Oklahoma did last year. Just, you know, they got hot at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
A team that's found it. Because that team, remember, that team was swirling the drains in the middle of the season. Yeah, and they came to Lubbock and got worked.
They were losing to teams that Oral Roberts was beating in their mm-hmm. conference.
Yep. I mean, TCU was losing midweek stuff. And now all of a sudden, that team's doing what Oklahoma did last year.
Mm-hmm. They were playing close to what they were projected to be at the start.
They had guys underachieving in the mm-hmm. season.
I was disinterested in the middle of the season.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And, you know, I get back in time to watch some World Series. So I'll be watching that next week. So, but I'm going to get on the road.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Bottom Line, 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Josh Popple, Kyler Carrasco, what's happening over there? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Josh was the one laughing.
What are you two doing?
Oh, now I'm laughing at your thing.
Telling you how to prank Hobby Lobby inside their own store?
Yeah. I don't want to know what we talk about over the break, I don't think.
I'm just saying, in a store that has like these loose styrofoam heads, packs of googly eyes, and glue, they have given you the weapons to prank them inside their own store. That's all I'll say. We like food hacks, right?
Yeah.
We're a foodie type of, well, not foodie. We like food here on Bottom. I wouldn't say we're I feel like foodie has a bad connotation if someone describes that. I've never met someone that has said like, oh, I'm a foodie and go like, we're going to be really good friends.
That's yeah, fair.
I'm going to take more pictures of my food than bites. Like that just, it's not my jam. Mm-hmm. It's not my vibe. That's not why I'm ordering the food. But we enjoy that. So again, I'm going to stay away from the foodie term. So we would enjoy food hacks, right?
Yeah.
You have any favorite off the top of your head to share with the world?
Let's see. One that, being someone who cooks for one, my favorite is probably cooking spaghetti in a pan instead of in a pot.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I mean, 20 minutes as opposed to, incredible life hack. As far as portions and cooking time also is fantastic. Just, yeah.
I mean, I'm usually cooking for two, but mm-hmm. I still have the problem of like, all right, you know, what school are we feeding today after I cook? Because of the, especially when you bring up pasta, cooking for 30, so not great. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's like not really a hack, but it's just more of a suggestion. Like it's so worth to get with like freshly shaved Parmesan. It doesn't like really cost a ton of money to do that. Just have to have the grater that has made like a lot of stuff so much better.
Nice.
Kyler, do you have any and you're college age, so you probably have some like, yeah, I made a brownie in my coffee cup or
I don't cook like at all. Like it's really bad. I need to be better about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of something. I use the microwave for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that could probably just be not good for some stuff that I make, like bagel bites. I've had those in the microwave before.
Oh yeah,
they're better in the oven because obviously they're crunchier, but that's
they take longer though.
Yes, and it's just you can just put it in there, so I guess that's one that I thought of. Just put those in the microwave for like a few minutes and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's it. Solid. What,
one that I think is interesting, and I never did this when I ate meat, but just the concept is interesting anyway. Like bacon, if you were to put it on a griddle and then you cook the bacon or cook pre-cooked bacon, whatever, and pancake batter over them, so you basically turn anything into like a stuffed pancake or turn. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds good. A website, bring this up, has collected the top 10 best food hacks that they claim are actually worth it. I'm gonna go through them from 10 to 1.
Okay.
You guys tell me if you would try this or if this is tempting to you.
All right.
Or if it's just like, this is nothing, this does nothing for me. Mm-hmm. All right. Start out with number 10. How about putting a koozie on your ice cream pint so you can keep your hand warm and the ice cream cold?
That's like the best thing ever. Because I have to like hold a napkin sometimes or my hand is just like frozen when I'm done eating.
I'm not going to have a koozie with me anywhere that I'm having ice cream.
If you like bring it back to your house. That's maybe the one that I can think of, the one time. Because I'm not, like, bringing it with me. It's not in my back pocket sort of thing.
Yeah,
but no. I'm in for this not from, like, my hands. I don't feel the cold.
Yeah.
Same. Just don't. But if this helps keep the ice cream frozen longer, I'm in. I'm all the way in.
Sure. Ice cream doesn't really typically last that long with me.
How about steaming your vegetables while cooking pasta noodles? We just talked about this by placing a cookie cooling rack over your pot of boiling spaghetti. This is just something I don't really want to do. It seems like a lot of work.
I would much rather roast my veggies than steam them. I think the only thing I would rather steam over anything is dumplings. Mm-hmm. And because they're pretty well filled and seasoned, so I don't really need to do anything with them. But steamed veggies, I want to season my food as I'm cooking it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it too much afterwards.
When's the last time you made a homemade ravioli?
I've got one here for you. Goodness. Absolutely not.
No, thanks. I'll take Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
That's high quality. Someone says to use the bottom of a bottle of wine to indent the center. So probably an unneeded one there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This one, I don't know. I have thoughts about this one. Someone says to use a ramen packet for popcorn seasoning. Just mix the powder with some melted butter and maybe some chili powder. Sounds like, which I get, if you're eating popcorn, you're probably not being like super health conscious. This seems like sodium overload.
This is also a bad distribution of resources, because if you use that ramen pack for popcorn, you now have one less ramen pack for your ramen.
And this is where we get into more food hacks.
Yeah.
You can make like a ramen carbonara or something like that, right?
Yeah.
How about for easy to eat s'mores, try making them in an ice cream cone.
What?
I'm assuming you just put like, you heat up your marshmallow.
Oh, so like instead of a graham cracker, an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I guess. I think that's a little.
I feel like they're trying to solve a mess, the mess part of a s'more, which is part of the fun, right?
Yeah.
And Jamie's not here, or I would say some more so that he would punch me. I think this would be messier.
I don't think it would be as enjoyable either.
Oh.
Like, at least from an experience standpoint.
Someone says to mix cereals together for variety and to regulate sweetness. Yeah, I'm out on that.
Full out.
I've never. Did you ever go, like, when you were a kid, they'd have, like, the gas station, right? And you go, I've got one of every single drink.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Dew, Coke.
Absolutely.
I could never do it. I just couldn't. It's too much.
I'm about it. But not anymore. But as a kid, I was.
Mathematically, one 18-inch pizza has more pizza than two 12-inch pizzas.
Okay. I'd probably have to do the math on that one, but I'll take their word for it.
How many Clints?
That would be good.
Second on this is eating a hard taco over a soft tortilla shell, which just makes sense. You should be doing this anyways.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, second taco, things are going to fall out. Just easier. Just makes sense. Number one on this is to use a baby monitor to keep an eye on the temperature of a smoker. All right. I mean,
I'm sure. If you already have the baby monitor, sure. Yeah. I guess don't go buy a baby monitor for this purpose.
Yeah, like you're. I don't know, like Bed Bath and Beyond or something.
You have a weird conversation with your friends when you don't have any kids.
You're walking up
now.
At the kids store, right, buying the baby monitor, and like you're wearing a overalls that say like "Kiss the Chef" or something like that. You're like, "Yep, about to go smoke some meat. That brisket's gonna be good."
Oh no!
Thanks to this. Okay, you're weird, and I'm calling security. All right, there you go. Most likely do out of all of those. I already do the taco one.
Yeah, the taco one I was in on. I don't even remember the rest of them, if I'm honest.
It must have not been that
intriguing. No, I don't think any of them were that life-changing, I guess. So.
I thought with the ice cream one, I was thinking like just like having like a huge gallon of like
that's what's
you have like koozie. A huge.
It's a blanket.
That's what honestly.
I have this child-sized thing of ice cream to put a koozie around. I hope it works.
Reminds me of Parks and Rec. Have you ever seen Parks and Rec? The child size. It's like the child.
Parks and Rec, like their examples of fast food crack me up. Was it a Punch Burger?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So good. Let us know what you think on the Exploring Center chat line. And I mean this.
And
with
drop
all,
your yeah, drop your food hacks.
I
was gonna
say,
if you
with
have
all
them.
Sincerity, I will listen and consider all food hacks.
The one that and the spaghetti one was particularly one I saw that I didn't try but seemed effective is you can make spaghetti in the coffee pot too. I mean, just drop the spaghetti into the.
So like the college type hacks like that.
Yeah.
Are so interesting to me, but where I'm at in life
yeah.
at this point,
it's just not something I'm going to do. But it's
yeah, it's something I don't need to do. But yeah. there are some things I see that like I want to try just to see if I can do it because I didn't do any of that when I was yeah. in college.
You know, something that's actually been really useful to me is just having a kettle, a tea kettle, because instead of boiling water on the pan, I can just use, you know, use that for yeah. like my ramen, for my everything.
I'm really reconsidering the ramen popcorn now. Part of me is curious.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, it's take versus take. You've got the bottom line 100 points.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Oh, man, that is a sound for sore ears. Is that a saying, right?
No.
Yeah. That's a sound for sore ears. It is take versus take. That's right. The fastest growing game show in the world.
In the world.
In the world. Played right here at 1:30 every day on the Bottom Line. Even on Saturdays and Sundays when we're not on, we just meet up at 1:30 and we just play.
Yeah, it's not on air. It's just, we just
no,
do it.
It's just for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one's for you, hopefully. Clint Scott, Josh Popple, Kyler Carrasco. You have played twice, or did you ask questions once last week?
I played twice.
So you're a little bit fresher than I am. I have some rust to shake off after 10 days away.
Yeah.
Kyler, how was your take versus take week last week?
I won one of them.
That's true.
Did I ask the questions on the other one, or did I lose the other one?
I might have lost.
I lost
both times I was on, so I so you
either way I won one time and yeah. that's a victory for me to get one win, so
it's true. That is a win is a victory.
That's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Automatic point not to you.
I miss you guys. All right. Kyler has the questions. Take it away.
I've actually been planning these questions for like a while because I was supposed to do it last week. Uh-huh. And then Jeff ended up doing it, but I had all my questions planned. So these ones have just been ready to be asked. So
perfect.
We're ready. Okay. Clint, you'll go first. What is the best summer vacation spot and why?
Like a very, very specific spot?
It can just be like a location, like just an
okay.
area.
So for me, in the way that like my wife and I'm glad that I found a person that we have a lot, like we're very, very different people. We also have some similarities, and some of our similarities are like places we like to go vacation. And for me, especially in the summer when it's nice and hot, I don't want to go to, I'm not a beach guy, clearly. I just burn. I'm just like a vampire in the sun, right? And so I want to go somewhere colder, and I will always go to mountainous areas. And again, I'm glad that my wife does too. We used to go to Colorado a lot. We've started to go more to like northern New Mexico and some of the mountains over there and have really enjoyed them. But I'm just going to go mountain camping area where you can hike and, you know, over there, it's perfect because it's like in the 60s while it's triple digits over here. So summer vacation, mountainous area.
So I think the answer is I decided I was going to play the game, and I don't really do summer vacations. My vacations are spent other times and junk like that. But it's pretty much either going to be beach or mountains. It's kind of like what the trade-off is, or like what the standard answers are. And I'm trying to figure out what Kyler's answer is. What
she
would
pick. That's not what
you
do. You don't answer for... No, you just...
I'm
going to
play the game.
No.
No. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go to like murky London or something.
Let's do
that.
I've been like, you know, a vacation where you have a Aaron Judge tour and you get to meet Aaron Judge. He's super awesome, right? And then Mia Hamm happens to be there as well. That's how you play the game.
That's a good one. Within the game, though. Okay, so I truly don't know. I don't do anything during summers. I figure getting away from summer, like I think you had a good answer, Colorado, but if it's not Colorado, it's going to be like Ruidoso or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm picking. All the wooden bears you can handle. It's just lined everywhere. The wooden bears.
I don't even know what just happened. Like, I don't even know what your answer was because you gave like Ruidoso. 50 answers.
That's the one.
So I'm going to give Clint the point all because right. I have...
Fair enough.
I just don't know. I go to the mountains like a decent amount, but it's just more like for like I've never been skiing or something like that, which I would like to go, but I just never did because sure. sports growing up. But I'd rather be in water. That's just my preference.
Dang it! I almost went with beach. Mm.
But
to play
that
the
doesn't
game.
Mean the beach. That could just mean like a water, even like a water park, just something like
Balmoray
you know,
Lake.
Because I also. Sand is annoying too when it's stuck on you like the whole entire day. That's
mm-hmm. all right.
That's the
yeah,
I was gonna say that's the most accurate thing Anakin Skywalker did in the prequels is complain about sand because everyone's like, oh, it's so funny, it's coarse. Yes, it is. It's terrible.
It is.
And
it's kind of
some
bad.
Sand in some places will be there for 5 years and you will never get it out.
Like years later, you're like, oh, there's sand still under my nails.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I remember that trip.
Okay,
Quinn is up, Padre. That's right.
Quinn is up 1-0. Josh, you're going to go first on this one.
Okay.
If you had your own food truck, what would it be? You can either do like a food that's already around or make your own type of whatever, however you want to describe it.
That's a great question. It would be copying the Chick-fil-A recipe as close as possible. I would park in Chick-fil-A parking lots. And I would only operate on Sundays.
Hmm. My wife and I have joked about this before. So maybe one day we'll see. I'm doing a grilled cheese food truck.
That's
one,
good.
It's an easy food to do, but you can also add your own toppings. And I know you start to get to, is it a grilled cheese if you're like adding ham or like avocado or bacon or whatever. You can start to get into that, but you're clearly going to have the basic. And it's the name of the truck is From the Grill to Your Grill. It's you can start to add some like soup things in there as well. And the nice thing about a grilled cheese is that's a summer and a winter food. And so your truck is going to be popular all year long.
I'm absolutely not thinking grilled cheese in summer though.
I would.
It's winter. Well, fantastic fall winter.
Grilled cheese in the summer, you just don't get the soup on the side. Right.
Okay. Like that's a little
like a pasta salad
yeah,
or something
right.
like
okay.
that. But one, you got to have something if you're a food truck or at least as good as possible. That's going to be delicious, a crowd pleaser. Cheesy's always the way to go, but also something that you can kind of get out relatively quickly, right? Mm-hmm. And so that is the
yeah, 'cause turnaround. Yeah.
That is the peak kind of food truck food. As we're
yeah.
We'll await.
If I was going to, I've actually contributed I think they ended up calling it a grown-up grilled cheese mm-hmm. to, it was a food truck that I went to one time. I just kind of told them how to put it together mm-hmm. and they made it. And it was basically grilled cheese with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions kind of stuff. And again, solid food. I dig it. I'm about it.
And it's delicious in the speed of dealing this long line of my new grilled cheese.
The thing I'll say in defense of mine or like kind of plumping it up a bit is when do you most want Chick-fil-A? You want it on
breakfast.
Sundays when you can't have it. Breakfast?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's kind of lower tier for my lunch
all right.
and supper. But that's a good point. Yeah. Is the Sunday.
That's really hard because they're both really good answers. But I think I'm going to go with Clint only because... I think I would eat Chick-fil-A every day if you had that on Sunday. Because Sunday's like the one day where I'm like, okay, I can't. Like, I need to stop eating it. Because sure. I eat it a lot. It's like one of my favorite places. But also, I don't know if they would be very happy if you were like also taking money there. Like, taking money working in their parking lot with
yeah,
their food truck.
That's the best part.
I mean, probably also, I'm not starting a food truck. So mm-hmm. this is all hypothetical.
And like, what's the name? Like Chick Fil-A or Josh Filet or?
I thought
Nick,
of something
is,
really
is
clever
Nick your
one
middle
time.
Name
and I cannot.
By chance,
is what
is Nick your middle name?
It is not.
So no Nick Filet. Okay,
no. Nick Lachey.
Okay, we have about a minute for the last question. So if we can't finish, we'll go on to the next thing. But Clint's up first for this one. If you won the lottery, what's the first thing you would buy?
Ooh, ranch land in Montana somewhere. Like, just out of nowhere, all by myself, a huge, huge area where no one would know where I was. Except for the people that I want, you know, them to know. But for the most, that's what, like, the first thing I would do if I won the lottery, you'd know, because I would disappear for the first month of it. That's what I would be going to go do. And then you buy all the toys that go with it. But first, the land.
Sure. The first thing. No, I'm nerding out first. So I'm buying, like, I'm buying like the blue Mighty Morphin Power Ranger armor. I'm buying like Darth Vader. I'm buying everything. The first thing I would probably buy is, oh man, honestly, food. I'd go to like the best ramen place I could think of, or like Google and go there.
Clint with the sweep.
Yeah.
please win the lottery and get some cows at your land, because that's my favorite animal, and I would love to.
I just basically bought my own vacation spot that I want. Feels good to be back.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Of the Bottom Line, you got us on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Josh Foppel, Kyler Carrasco behind the glass taking care of us. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon, live from the First United Bank studio. Visual Edge IT hotline is open, 806-771-0973. You can also give us all your thoughts, comments, questions, answers to all of our various questions we ask you as well on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Don't forget, you can take us anywhere with you with a mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank. Shout out to our AM950 listeners. Also on Fox 34 News Now and streaming live on YouTube. 6:30 over on Double T97.3. The Rangers look to bounce back after losing in the 12th inning last night. Shohei Ohtani gets a couple of long balls against the Rangers. They put up 4 to the Rangers, 1 in that 12th and final inning to win 9-6. Looking to bounce back in Game 2 tonight. 6:30, Double T97.3. The Astros, after a day off, look to get right as well. They fall in back-to-back series 2 and 5 in the last 7. Tonight, right here at 6:40, they'll start a series against the Nationals. Pretty good team to spur back around after floundering over the past couple of series. Now, before we went to break, I asked for question of the day, Texas Tech football, looking at the schedule, if you could mark down one win for sure,
yep,
which would it be? You said Kansas State.
I did.
Which would be in my top three of deciding, but Kyler, I'll let you go next.
I'm going to go with Texas. First reasoning, they're going to the SEC. We won't play them in a regular, at least in like a season or like a, for a Big 12 matchup, if we were to play them, it would be just because we would set it up. And it's at their place, and it's the last game of conference in the year, so just it would just be a good win. And it's Texas, so we always want to get a big win over them, but I think that is just really crucial for this year to get that win.
So, said Kansas State was in my top three, yeah. And it is. But and it's Kansas, deciding between Kansas State, Oregon, and Texas. And Oregon, just because you win that second game. I mean, that is a great, I think, a that's going to launch you into the top 10, assuming you beat Wyoming too. And the AP top 25, talked about it before, it's just really sticky. And so as far as rankings and stuff, that's going to set you up. But that's number three, because I think the ones that are actually going to help you, clearly win against Oregon's not going to help you in conference play. I look at contenders in the Big 12, at least of who you face, in the top two clearly are Kansas State and Texas. I mean, that's almost 1A, 1B in a lot of people's picks for who's going to win the conference this year. And since Texas is the road game, even though you have struggled mightily in coming up with a win over the Kansas State Wildcats in this decade, since it is at home, and I actually do think you get the Cats this year, I think this is the year you break that little streak and that little story and tendency that started to pop up with those goons from Manhattan. At Texas, last game of the regular season, I think that could have as much weight of any game, even though that's the last regular season game of who's going to make an appearance of Arlington. And there's a good shot. The winner of that is the one that gets that other spot. And so you look at the weight of what a win and loss would be against Kansas State or Texas. I give the nod to the road game. And then you add in same stuff I agree with Kyler. You're not going to see them again. That's point, period, blank. In football, you are not going to see them again unless you are, when it comes to the new playoff, and you're both in there, and there's no way they can weasel out of a bowl game or something like that, right? Because that's not the first. If it was, you know, Texas is in the SEC, right? And it lines up where you could see them in the Texas Bowl or something like that. You're telling me Texas isn't going to do something to weasel out of that? We've seen teams do this before. And we've seen Texas be protected before. So, I mean, ask Texas A&M about that. As much as we like to give them flack. So I think, I mean, you're just flat out not going to see them again unless you meet up in the 12-team playoff, which would be great. That would be an awesome playoff game, and I personally hope it happens. So give me the win. Long answer to say give me the win over the Longhorns.
I think I agree that this is probably like 1A, 1B when it comes to that. I feel like a lot has to happen before that game for it to be as heavy as you were talking about. I think that's why I ended up picking Kansas State for my answer, because mm-hmm. of just because of the positioning. Like, I mean, if you switch those games, I would have absolutely picked Texas. Mm-hmm. I think just because of where Kansas State is in the middle of like almost right in the middle of the season is why I ended up picking it there. But absolutely, I agree with what you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh. So what'd you think on the
Go ahead, sorry.
So what you think of the Ace Lawrence Interchange?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about food hacks. A great one that I heard once and haven't tried. Frozen grapes like to keep wine cool. And popsicles, like freezing your favorite drink to make popsicles, or just to put those in your drink instead of watering it down with water.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, that's like, it's not hard work. I mean, long day of freezing my colas. Chores are done, but
yeah.
It's just like just annoying enough for me to be like,
to not do.
Is it worth me putting the effort? But I'm very interested in that. I got to tell you, we have been rolling through. We're in like box number two of the big box of Otter Pops. Just been rolling through them lately.
Those do not come in small packages.
No. No. And
so box number two is pretty, that's something.
Man, it was like we were like going through Wally World 2, just getting our normal groceries, and
they're like
walked right by them. And it's one of those things, both Macy and I, we both just reached for it. We're like, oh yeah, that's getting thrown.
Yeah.
That was something.
Good stuff.
One of the numerous things, which we don't really walk through the grocery store anymore. Mostly it's, you know, we very much enjoy the order pickup and stuff like that. But when we do, like, man, I am notorious of just, you know, sometimes walking in aisles and just putting my hand out and seeing what falls in the cart. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Right? Like that level of not planning to get that, but we sure got it. Otter Pops was one for both of us, and we have just been rolling through them.
Good stuff.
Yeah. My favorite is the orange and then green and then blue, and then there's a space, and then there's purple, and then there's another space, and then there's red and pink at the bottom.
I 100% don't have them ranked, but I think at the very top it would be blue and then red and then purple, and I don't care about the rest.
I was like, sometimes you just like watch your spouse or the other one, and like they'll just always remind you why they are perfect for you. And watching her get frustrated the next day that they weren't all the way frozen, I was like, I made the right choice. Yep, did that one right. It is the bottom line, 100.7, the score, 107, the score.com. And we come back, we get to tell Josh he's wrong. We're going to do it. It's going to be so wrong. You'll see. It's bottom line, 100.7, the score.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.